farmers got a pretty good crop last year, but they're not going to get such a good one this year. If a child has just had his third birthday, you'd say he is 3 years old. If something happened on this day last year, you say it happened exactly
a year ago today.
You look up at the sky and talking about weather, you say, I don't like the looks of those black
clouds.
On a day when the sun is shining and there are no clouds in the sky, what kind of day do you say it is?
Clear day.
If it's very cloudy and overcast, you'd say it's
threatening.
The clouds are getting thicker and thicker, and you figure you may be going to have a rain or something. You'd say it's the weather outside
threatening.
If it's been cloudy and then the clouds pull away and the sun comes out, you'd say the weather is
cleared up.
If you get a heavy rain or a hard rain, if you had about an inch of rain in an hour, you'd say you had a regular
storm.
If there was a lot of lightning popping and so forth, along with your wind and rain, you'd say we had a
thunderstorm.
All right. If the wind was very high during the night, you'd say all night long the wind
blew.
The rain poured and the wind
blew hard.
That was bad, but it even harder than that in the years past. What word would you feel and say? But it has even harder than that in years gone by.
Blown harder than.
Right. All right. If the wind's coming from that direction that I'm pointing my hand, you'd say the wind's
from the south.
A wind halfway between south and west, you'd call them
southwest.
Halfway between south and east, you'd call them
southeast.
Halfway between east and north.
Northeast.
Halfway between west and northeast.
Northwest.
If it's raining, but not raining very hard, just a fine few drops coming down, you'd say it's
sprinkling.
Okay. If you got up in the morning and couldn't see across the road, what would you say about that?
A foggy day.
What kind of day? You just say it was a generally foggy day?
Mm-hmm.
All right. If no rain comes for weeks and weeks, we're having a
dry spell.
Now, do you have any special word besides dry spell you might use?
Or drought.
A drought. And long or short drought, it doesn't make any difference in the words you use, does it?
Nah.
Okay. Say the wind has been very gentle and it's gradually getting stronger. You'd say it's doing what?
Blowing.
You know, like, is it increasing? If it's increasing...
Getting windy.
All right. If it's just the opposite and the wind has been real strong, it's getting weaker and weaker, you'd say it's doing what?
Letting up.
On the morning in the fall, when you first go outdoors, if you find it's cold, but not too cold, the kind of weather you like to be out in, you'd say, this morning it's rather chilly.
Okay.
Say, it was cold enough last night to kill the tomatoes and flowers. You'd say, last night we had a
freeze.
All right. Is there any other words you use besides freeze?
Cold spell.
All right. If there was a white coating on the ground in the morning, you say you had a
frost.
Okay. Say it was so cold last night, the lake did what?
Froze over.
All right. Say, I think it's going to today.
Freeze.
Okay. It what yesterday?
It froze yesterday.
It's what many times it's been.
Frozen.
Okay.